Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. Teen Ailey Readers, 2012. Chapter 1. Billy Bones and His Sea Chest. Jim Hawkins lived with his mother and father in an inn called the Admiral Benbow. It was in a seaside village in southwest England. One day, an old seaman arrived at the inn with a big, heavy chest. He had a white scar on his face and looked very fierce. He drank a glass of rum. Then he asked for a room and said, "I like it here. It's quiet, and I can watch the ships." His name was Billy Bones. Every day, he looked out to sea through his brass telescope. He didn't speak much, but every night he asked the same question. "Did any seamen come today?" One day he called Jim Hawkins and said, "I will give you a penny, my boy, if you tell me when a seaman with one leg comes to this inn." "Of course," said Jim, happy to earn a penny. Months passed, but no one-legged seaman came. Then, one morning in January, a strange man arrived at the inn. Jim was laying the table for breakfast and looked up as the man came in. His face was thin and grey. Then Jim noticed his left hand. He had only three fingers. "I wonder if Billy Bones will give me my penny for a man with three fingers instead of one leg," he thought.
"Come here, boy," said the man. "Tell me, is this Billy Bones' table?"
"Yes," answered Jim, "but he's walking on the cliffs at the moment. You can wait for him here."
"Good idea, boy," said the man, and sat down to wait.
When Billy Bones returned from his walk and saw the man, he wasn't very happy.
"Black dog," he said, "what are you doing here?"
"Aren't you pleased to see an old shipmate?" asked Black Dog.
Jim left the two men to speak in private. Then there was a loud crash. When he went back into the room, Billy Bones was lying on the floor and Black Dog was gone. Luckily, Billy Bones was not dead, but he had to stay in bed for a long time after his fight with his old friend, Black Dog. During this time, Jim cared for the old man, and one day Billy said,
"You are always kind to me, Jim. So now I'll tell you a secret."
Jim sat on the bed and listened carefully.
"Do you remember Black Dog?"
"Of course," answered Jim.
"Well, he's a bad man, and there are lots more like him who want to see me dead."
"But why?" asked Jim.
"They want my old sea chest. We were all members of Captain Flint's crew," he continued.
"Who's Captain Flint?" asked Jim.
"Captain Flint? He was a famous pirate, and we had lots of adventures together."
Jim was so surprised that he couldn't say a word.
"Don't be afraid, Jim. My pirate days are over. But I need your help now. When I die, you mustn't let the others take my sea chest. Promise."
"Okay, I promise. But what's inside the sea chest?"
"You'll see when you open it," was all Billy said.
One afternoon, a blind man arrived at the inn and asked for Billy Bones. Jim took him to Billy's table.